Hello and welcome to my challenge. All you have to do to win the challenge is not masturbate, not touching yourself for the duration of this file. Or maybe for the duration of this file and an hour after you listen to this file. Just to show you really have the will. Okay, here are rules of this game. You will sit down in a comfortable position where you could easily touch yourself and masturbate. You will listen to this file without any distractions. You will not wear any restrictive clothing like jeans or things like that. Ideally, you will be completely naked or just in your underwear. And you will keep your legs spread about 45 degrees the whole time and your hands laying somewhere at your sides. No sitting on your hands, not wearing restrictive clothes or anything like that. This challenge is your mind against my mind and not my mind against your most restrictive pair of jeans or my mind against your ability to sit on your hands. So, no cheating, go with the rules, and if you're not ready yet, stop the file and get ready and come back when you're ready. So let's begin. Let me take a moment to just watch you in your predicament. Well, I guess it's not much of a predicament yet, but it will come. Maybe you can already feel how my subliminals pour more and more arousal into you. Can you imagine how it will feel once you become really aroused? When you have the desire, the craving, the need to touch yourself. But you know, you must not touch yourself or you will lose this bet, this challenge. And you will try your best to win this challenge. So you must not masturbate. But what will happen once I really start to play with you? Make you really aroused, make you really crave to touch yourself. Will you be strong enough to not touch yourself? Do you even want to be strong enough to not touch yourself? Or do you secretly want it? Oh, I bet you want it. If you wouldn't want it for some reason, you wouldn't listen to this file. And I don't know what your reason is. Maybe it's the control, the loss of control. You want to experience being made to masturbate against your will, losing the control. Want to know how it feels to lose control, to really lose control. Or maybe it's the humiliation of losing control, or just the humiliation of being so needy, so horny, so desperate that you can't even keep your hands off your own body for the short duration of this file. I mean, you would expect from anyone to try to refrain from masturbating for much longer as the duration of this file. And even for the extra hour, you must not touch yourself after this file is finished. But whatever it is, it's a thrill. You want to experience it. At least some parts of you want to experience it. Want to give in, want to lose this bet. And want to feel the pleasure that comes from giving in. But let's start to make it a little bit harder for you. Because you know you can't touch your pussy, you can't touch your breast, you can't touch your inner thighs, you can't stroke your body, or you lose this bet. And you don't want to lose this bet now, do you? But maybe you already feel the slight little itch developing in your pussy. And of course you know how an itch works. When it starts, it's not very strong. But if you're unable to scratch it, it's just getting worse and worse and worse indefinitely until you finally scratch it. You know, scratching it is the only way to satisfy the itch. But you cannot scratch it. You cannot touch yourself. You cannot touch yourself for the length of this entire file and even an hour after that. And the itch is getting stronger and stronger. Can you feel it? Can you feel the itch getting stronger and stronger? But the thing is, you don't want to scratch it. Even if you need to scratch it, you don't want to scratch it. But you think about it, and you know how it works. When you think about an itch, you focus on it, it's just getting stronger. Same goes for when you try to ignore it. You try to ignore it, but in the same turn you think about it. And the more you focus on it, the more intense you feel it, the stronger it gets, more and more with every second. Until you finally scratch it. But you cannot scratch it, so it's just getting worse and worse and worse, and it will wear you down mentally, just distract you more and more. You're steadily focused on the itch, and maybe you're already feeling it getting stronger and stronger and stronger. itching more and more and more. You don't want it to itch, but you don't know what to do. If you try to ignore the itch, it's getting worse. If you try to just fight through, it's getting even worse. You know the only thing you can do is scratch it, but you cannot scratch it. You don't want to scratch it, so you have to endure it. And I really wonder, does the itch distract you from the lust and the pleasure my subliminals pour into your mind? Or does the itch distract your mind, distract your defenses, and makes it easier for my subliminals to pour more and more arousal into you, making you more and more aroused? Huh. What do you think? But you shouldn't really focus too much on your arousal, and you shouldn't focus too much on the itch, because there are other things that need your attention. You might already have noticed that there seems to be a slight magnetic pull on your hands, pulling your hands to your pussy. Can you feel it? Can you feel the magnetic pull on your hands, ever so slightly, but also consistent? You always have to focus on keeping your hands still, or they just start to move. You have to focus on your hand, or they just automatically start to move, making you lose the bed. So alluring, your hands are pulled to your pussy, you want it. You want to touch yourself, you're getting more and more aroused, and it's just a way of your body to tell you, your body wants it. Your body wants you to touch yourself. Oh, and talking about your body. While you're sitting there, listening to my words, becoming more and more aroused, more and more turned on, slowly getting more and more desperate, craving to touch yourself more and more with every second that goes by. You need it, you want it, you crave it, you desire it so much. And there's a reason why you're sitting the way you're sitting there, pretty much exposed, because your arousal probably made you a little bit wet already. And it's not only for lubrication, no. Nature did its best to make sure we procreate. So what you're doing is dispersing a lot of pheromones. And they're not only for the man, no. They're also for you. And I bet you have smelled your juices before, didn't you? Yeah, I thought so. Can you remember the rush you had? The heady feeling, how your head started spinning, how your entire body was suddenly flooded with this lust, this need, this craving, just exploding inside your mind like a firework. Yeah, the same thing is happening right now, but on a lower level. Your body's fighting against you, fighting for me. Your own pheromones turn you on more and more and more. And of course you don't smell them consciously, but trust me, you smell them subconsciously. They're working on you, increasing your arousal, making you more and more aroused, hotter and hotter and hotter. Oh, and would you like to touch yourself? Just once? Imagine it, imagine just one touch. I mean, usually one touch would hardly matter, but imagine it now. One luxurious touch, one stroke over your lips, one circling of your finger around your clit. How much pleasure it would give you, how good it would feel. Or maybe even just grabbing your breath just once. Or even just stroking your body once. Letting your hands run over your body, over your skin, feeling yourself just one time. Can you imagine how good it would feel? How magical this one touch suddenly would be? Ah, do you desire to touch yourself just once? But I don't want you to touch yourself just yet. I want you to get more and more aroused, and I want you to touch just in the end. Okay, let me tell you what I would say would be the optimal outcome for you. I would like when you make it almost to the end, building up more and more arousal, more and more pleasure, accumulating it, until your entire body burns with arousal, burns with need, craving, desire. You feel so desperate, so horny, so needy. And then, when I count down in the end, you suddenly realize this is your last chance. You have to decide either to forgo this pleasure, deny yourself the arousal, the bombastic orgasm, deny yourself and stay more or less desperate for the next hour, where the accumulated arousal, the pleasure you feel, slowly dissipates where you lose it, or to just give in, fulfill your desire. And I imagine what's going to happen is something like this. You will only get one touch. You will start to touch yourself and it will feel so damn good. Maybe one stroke over your lips, maybe one circling around your clit. And you will feel all the pleasure of this one touch. Before you realize you've did it, you've given in, you have lost the bet, and it will hit you like a cold wave, but then instantly it will turn into hot, sticky arousal, filling your entire body. Suddenly, everywhere will explode in this wave of pleasure, and you will have an orgasm from this one touch, fueled by the fact that you have lost. And whatever it is, what you want when you started to listen to this file, either if it's a humiliation, the bittersweet thrill filling your entire body, or maybe it's just the fact that you've lost control, that you've given in, that you were too weak, that you let someone control you. I don't know what it is, but it will be good. It will be an explosive orgasm. It will be filled with pleasure. And you will never regret that you've given in. You want this, you desire it so much. But in the end, it's not as if it's your choice anyway. Just look at where in your brain your lust is centered. In the oldest, most animalistic, most primitive parts of your mind, like thirst or hunger. It's not something you can control consciously, at least not all the way. Maybe you can suppress it a little bit, but in the end it will always win out. Imagine when you're really hungry or really thirsty. It overrides anything, it overrides your critical thinking, your logical mind. It's just a really basic part of your mind, a really basic part of your brain, with far more direct control over your body than your mind, than your conscious mind. In fact, it's even stronger than that. It can even override your subconscious mind. It's such a basic part. It's such a basic necessity. Without the lust, the species just dies out. It's as necessary as hunger, as thirst, and it's as basic, it's as strong, as powerful. At some point it just overrides anything else just to keep the species alive. So sooner or later you will give in to your lust. But in the end, all of this doesn't really matter, because you already know what you want most at any given time. You always want most what you can't have, and at the moment you can't touch yourself, you can't masturbate. You must not masturbate, because else you will lose. So what you want most, that's right. You always want most what you can't have. So you don't want to masturbate, but at the same time, you want to masturbate, you want to touch yourself so much. Just the simple fact that you can't touch yourself provides so much incentive, makes you want to touch yourself so much, makes you crave it so much. You want it. Even if you tell yourself again and again that you must not touch yourself, your desire only grows more and more. Just the simple fact that you can't touch yourself makes you want to touch yourself so much more, makes it so special, makes it possible that even one single touch becomes so alluring, so extremely desirable. But let's turn up the heat a little bit. Can you still feel the itch? The consistent itch in your pussy just going stronger and stronger. Growing stronger until you finally satisfy it, until you finally scratch it. Yeah. But can you imagine that you suddenly feel the same kind of itch in your nipples? Yeah, that's right, in both of them. And maybe it starts on the left side, or maybe the right side itches more at first. But in the end, both nipples will itch terribly. You will have to touch them. You will crave to touch them. It will take more and more focus to keep from touching them, to keep from scratching your nipples, to keep from scratching your pussy, to keep your hands lying still while the magnetic pull is becoming stronger and stronger. It's getting harder and harder to focus on all the stimuli. And that's not even counting the arousal that's rising in you more and more. Yeah, I bet you're really aroused. and you already know that your own juices, your own pheromones fight against you, make you more and more aroused, lower your critical factor, muting your ability for logical thinking more and more, and throwing you more and more into this desperate mindset. Yeah, can you feel it? How you slowly become desperate, needy, you crave to touch yourself, you need to touch yourself. The lust is becoming more and more overwhelming. Yeah, and maybe you can even feel shivers of arousal running down your spine. Or is it more like a hot blush, a burning sensation, your entire body on fire with this intense lust, just growing every single second, more and more of this arousal, more and more pleasure, more and more desire. You crave to touch yourself more and more. Can you feel how the challenge slowly becomes completely irrelevant in your mind? You don't care if you lose a challenge, you just need to touch yourself because you're so aroused and you're getting more and more aroused with every second. Can you feel this shiver? Can you feel yourself blush? Yeah, you're getting more and more aroused. Yeah, can you feel it? Really feel it. Feel the shivers as a cold blow of arousal rushes through your body, fanning the flames of your desire, burning hotter and hotter, making you hotter and hotter and more aroused. The passion is burning hot inside you, making you blush with arousal. It feels so good, you're so desperate, you just need to touch yourself. You know you must not touch yourself, but you want to touch yourself. You crave it more and more with every second. You're getting so desperate, so needy. You must touch yourself, or your body will just burn up with this arousal, this pleasure. You're going insane. You need to touch yourself. You know you must not touch yourself. You know you must try everything to keep from touching yourself, but it's getting so intense more and more with every second. Your body is on fire, burning with this intense lust, this need, this craving. You need to touch yourself. You never felt so much desire before, so concentrated. It feels as if you don't touch yourself, you go crazy with desire, with arousal, with need. It's so intense, you need it so much. Yeah, my little toy. Do you now understand what kind of predicament you're in? Or have you given up already? If not, you will do sooner or later. You don't want to lose all this arousal. You want to feel this explosion of lust. You don't want to sit around for an hour slowly losing the arousal, going crazy. In the meantime, no, you want to touch yourself. And it's almost time to touch yourself. Because soon I start to count down. And you know it's drawing close. If you don't touch yourself soon, you will lose the chance. You will lose the arousal. You will have to sit around for an hour and be frustrated, be so aroused. And you still can't touch yourself because you would lose anyway. You would lose and wouldn't even have the bombastic orgasm from just one touch. Oh yeah, can you imagine just one touch before you realize that you've lost the bet and it fuels so much arousal, so much pleasure to have lost the challenge, to have lost control, to have lost the ability to keep your hands off yourself. Maybe the humiliation, maybe the loss of control, but it will give you so much pleasure, so much arousal, such an explosion, and it will fuel such a bombastic orgasm that you want to wait as long as you can until your last chance, so you can really accumulate every little bit of pleasure, every little bit of arousal that you can get during the last minutes of this recording. So you're almost ready, so let's start the countdown. And with zero, you either had your orgasm, either have touched yourself, or you have won this challenge and will sit around for an hour completely frustrated, or you will really lose if you touch in the hour after you listen to the file. Lose the challenge, lose all the arousal, lose all the desire, and lose the bombastic orgasm waiting for you soon. Okay, let's start. 10, you're getting more and more aroused, more and more. 9, you know you only have to try to hold on a little bit longer if you want to try to win this file. 8, you must not touch yourself. You must try to stay strong for just a little bit longer. 7, but you're so needy, so desperate, you want to touch yourself so much. And can you imagine how wonderful the orgasm would be? 6, you have to make your choice soon, or so close. try to keep on for just a little bit longer, five, closer and closer to your decision, almost there, and four, you're so on edge, so aroused, so horny, so desperate, you're almost going crazy, and three, this is your last chance, and two, oh, it feels so good, and one, and come for me, and zero. So, did you make it? Or did you just have a wonderful bombastic orgasm? I hope for the later outcome. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed and thanks for listening. Goodbye.